Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. To the ends of the earth, our urgency. Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. There is just something different about you. His summer job was in a local factory. It was a job with great pay that would help cover expenses for his final year of college. During one of his shifts, a coworker turned to him and said, "There's something different about you. You're always in a good mood, and you're always so nice to everyone. I've never heard you say a foul word." He was taken aback and then smiled. What should he say next, he wondered. Today's verses are a reminder to us that we have opportunities all around us to share our faith with others. Sometimes we do so in ways that don't even include saying a word about Jesus, but can open a door to do so. We can be reflections and mirrors of Jesus in the way we speak and act. When we're shopping and someone cuts in line ahead of us, what is our response? When one of our students goes through a difficult time, what will we do? When a parent comes to us upset with something that happened to their child, what will we say and how will we say it? Let your conversation be full of grace. We know ourselves, our weaknesses, our own pet sins. When we are honest with ourselves, we know how much we don't deserve God's grace. And we know what an amazing gift it is. And now we stand before someone who doesn't know God's grace. It may be a challenging situation and we need to respond. So often our human nature kicks in and we're ready to lash out at that line cutter, to put them in their place, to straighten them out. Or maybe our reaction is to criticize others behind their backs. After a long day, we may be inclined to be impatient or unsympathetic with an upset parent. When we lift our eyes of faith and are reminded of what God has done for us, we can be stopped in our tracks. You and I interact with people every day. Many of them may not know God's grace for them. Some may notice that there is something different about you. Be ready. Be ready to respond in a way that reflects the love that Jesus has for you and for them. Continually remind yourself that even if you are not talking about Jesus, you can reflect him in your conversations and your actions. As you continue to be in the Word, you are reminded over and over how dearly you are loved by God. Everyone you meet is someone God loves, and someone for whom he sent Jesus to the cross. Pray that you reflect that love and that it opens opportunities to give the reason for the joy that you have. We pray. Dear Father, I know how much and often I fail at reflecting your love and grace to others. Please forgive me. Give me a heart that reflects you and your love in all I do and all I say. In Jesus' name, amen. Something to consider. All this month, we've been focusing on ways to share the gospel with people we know. How is it going? Don't give up, even if you haven't started. Consider someone who can encourage you in your efforts. Continue to pray for opportunities and then for wisdom and courage to share the gospel. Pray for those people on your list that the Lord would open their hearts. May God bless you as you seek to share Jesus. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.